NewsRELEASEUNITED Way Guelph United Way Guelph Wellington Dufferin's first annual Noam Burger raised the bar for future fundraising campaigns in the most delicious way. We're thrilled to report that over the month of November, 2,765 burgers were sold in support of Noam Burger. With $2 from each burger sold being donated to United Way and additional sponsorship and donations, over $20,000 has been raised to support local food security programs across Guelph, Wellington and Dufferin, said Glenna Banda, Executive Director, United Way Guelph Wellington Dufferin. The inaugural Noam Burger campaign, presented by Elineski Scoot Private Wealth of RBC Dominion Securities, saw 14 restaurants across Guelph, Wellington and Dufferin participate, each devising a unique burger creation to sell throughout the month. At the wrap-up event today, United Way presented special awards to the top-performing restaurants, rewarding their creativity, tastiness, and overall popularity. The most coveted award, Top Noam Burger of the Year, is voted on by the Noam Burger Ambassadors, who spent the month visiting and tasting all of the burger creations. Ambassadors ranked their presentation, taste, originality and overall execution. After all scores were tallied, Bar Mason's, Kicked Up Mason Burger, took the top spot. Bar Mason is located inside of the Delta Guelph Hotel. The burger featured a chuck and brisket blend, whiskey barbecue sauce, aioli, bacon, lettuce, tomato, cheese, smashed avocado and fried onions. The title of Most Noam Burgers Sold was awarded to Mijida Cafe and Bistro, who sold a total of 623 burgers, the Wild North Boar Burger. Finally, throughout the month, fans were able to vote for their favorite Noam Burger, with the top three receiving the People's Choice Award. People's Choice Noam Burger was awarded to 1st place, Tap House Craft Beer, Orangeville, Dirty Deedsy Burger 2nd place, Deja Vu Diner, Orangeville, Grilled Cheese Cowboy Burger 3rd place, The Woolly, Guelph. The 11th month both Tap House and Deja Vu Diner had a friendly competition on social media throughout the month, challenging the other to a true burger battle, and it seems their customers came through to declare a winner. During a dreary couple of months in the restaurant industry, Noam Burger certainly helped bring some fun and provide us with a wonderful way to honor our late friend, Herbert James, who passed away this summer of a heart complication, said Michael Beatty, owner of Tap House. The little side competition with our friends at Deja Vu was a great opportunity to poke a bit of fun at each other and help drive business to both spots. Looks like they might be coming for us next year, though. Funds raised will help United Way support food insecurity programs across the three communities, programs like Hope House, the East Wellington Community Services Food Bank and the Orangeville Food Bank. As many of our neighbors, friends and family are struggling to put food on their tables, we are grateful to the community for their support. But the fact is, we need every dollar to continue to help make a difference in our communities. If you have the capacity to give to the United Way campaign this year, or even give a little bit more, every donation will ensure no one in our community has to face challenges alone, said Banda. Donations to United Way are accepted online, by phone at 519-821-0571 or in person at the United Way office, 85 West Mount Road, Guelph. Donations, as always, will stay 100% local. Now, the only question that remains is, who will be back to battle again for the second annual Noam Burger in 2025?